Italian politics has been thrown into turmoil with the government's unexpected defeat yesterday over a foreign policy motion in the parliament. After only 9 months in office, Prime Minister Romano Prodi handed in his resignation. NPR's Silvio Pagioli has this report from Rome unraveling what happened.
President Giorgio Napolitano starts a round of consultations today with all political leaders to determine what to do. He could tap Prodi again to try to form another government or choose another candidate. Or he could encourage the creation of a grand coalition embracing both the left and the right. The least popular option is dissolving parliament and holding early elections. Italian newspapers were filled today with postmortems of the fragile Prodi government, an uneasy nine-party coalition ranging from centrists and Catholics to communists. And TV news programs rebroadcast the raucous scenes in the Senate that brought about its demise.
Favorevoli 158, contrari 136.
The government's motion got 158 votes, too short of the necessary majority. Opposition leaders rose up in joy and demanded the government's resignation. Renato Schifani, a leader of the biggest opposition party, Forza Italia, declared the Prodi government dead.
Non c'è più il governo Prodi. Il governo Prodi è caduto in
He said, there is no longer a Prodi government. It collapsed in this chamber, as we promised would happen months ago. The vote was on a broadly worded declaration of support for Italy's effort to steer an independent foreign policy, reflecting widespread European diffidence toward the Bush administration, but without severing Italy's long-standing ties to the United States. Ahead of the vote, Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema had tried to reassure radical leftists of the government's independent course.
La novità del non aderire alla
politica. We have not supported the neoconservative politics of the American administration, and we have not sent soldiers to Iraq in the same way most European countries have not sent soldiers to Iraq.
Tensions within the coalition parties had been high for days, ever since some leaders of radical leftist parties had participated in a large demonstration in the northern city of Vicenza to oppose plans to expand a U.S. military base there. The Prodi government's approval of the expansion had angered local residents and mobilized pacifists and anti-global activists from all over Italy. Foreign Minister D'Alema defended the move.
Sarebbe stato e sarebbe da parte
he said, removing our approval would be a hostile act toward the United States and it would be counterproductive. The government was brought down by two radical leftist members of the coalition who stuck to their anti-war positions and abstained. The rebellion was unexpected and a shock for all members of the coalition parties. Manuela Palermi is a senator of the extreme left party of Italian communists.
There are irresponsible people in the Italian parliament. What are they trying to do? Hand the government back to the right? I am furious.
Former chief of state Francesco Cossiga explained why he voted against the government for the first time.
Sulla guerra all'America.
I cannot possibly vote for a policy that promotes confrontation with America, Europe, as an alternative to the United States, and which is antagonistic to Israel.
Many analysts agree that the difficult legacy left by the previous prime minister, center-right leader Silvio Berlusconi, made it harder for Prodi to rein in his disparate coalition. Berlusconi's foreign policy had faithfully mirrored the goals of the Bush administration. His economic policy left Italy with a public debt well over 100% of gross domestic product and is one of the slowest growing countries in the European Union. In only 9 months, Prodi had succeeded in bringing down the deficit to required EU parameters and to stimulate economic growth. But again, many of these cost-slashing measures had antagonized radical leftists. Some Catholic members of the coalition were also breaking ranks. They were under intense pressure from the Vatican, which is strongly opposed to Prodi's proposal to allow legal recognition of unmarried couples, including gay unions. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.